It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Jessica get revenge on her man Ben, say aye.
Aye!
Hi, Jess.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are great. We hear your husband Ben is a pain in the butt, though.
Literally, yes. He got my sister stuck on the toilet, and I'll just say that.
What?
Oh. Like crazy glued her butt cheeks to it, or what?
Not quite. Basically, we've been married for 7 years. We've got 2 kids. Everything's really great, but we haven't really had, like, a date night in a long time. So I've been begging him to go on a date for, like, 2 weeks. I finally got him to go out last Tuesday night, and I tried to, like, get him to do any other night, but he couldn't do it. So we had the kids. We're like, whatever. I got my sister to babysit. Yeah.
Okay.
I got my sister to babysit, and we went out on our date, a really just simple, nice dinner and a movie date. And during our movie, my sister kept calling me, like, over and over and over again. And I finally, you know, left the movie theater to go answer it. I was afraid that maybe something was wrong.
Right.
And so she tells me that she hasn't been feeling very well and that she's been on the toilet for the past 30 minutes. And, you know, I tried asking her, like, how long has this been going on? Did you maybe eat something that was wrong? She's like, I have no idea, but I think I might need to go to the hospital.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, okay, something obviously seriously is wrong. So I told my husband, Ben, that we needed to leave, blah, blah, blah. We left the movie. We got home. I literally could hear my sister in the bathroom, and the kids were, like, laughing outside.
Oh, no.
So I'm trying to, like, figure it out, and my husband kind of walks in the kitchen, does whatever. He comes back and has this, like, look on his face. He asked me if my sister had eaten the cookies that were on the counter, and my sister said that she had 3. And then my husband's face basically turns bright red. He's trying to, like, hold back an insane amount of laughter. I'm like, what is going on?
Right. Oh, my God. Were they weed cookies?
Basically tells me that they were laxative cookies.
Laxative cookies?
Yes.
Why in the world did you guys have that?
I didn't know that he made them. Let me just make that very clear.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anybody. But basically, he's been having issues. He's, you know, having trouble going number 2.
What?
So, yeah.
I feel that, honestly.
I mean, sure. But, like, instead of just taking the laxative, he made a cookie for himself?
I guess so. Don't ask. I don't know.
I've never heard of a laxative cookie.
That's a little weird.
I've heard of lactation cookies.
Yes.
I've heard of edibles.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard of a laxative cookie.
Right. And so this fool ends up making laxative cookies and leaves them on the kitchen counter. No label, nothing. Like, I could have eaten them, too.
You know? Your kids could have.
Right.
Exactly. Like, the kids could have. He doesn't want to tell my sister that this is why she was feeling so terrible.
Oh, my God. This is a bunch of crap.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I've got to get revenge on him.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Enough said. All right, all in favor to get him back, say aye.
Aye.
How many seconds are we going to give this guy?
150.
150 seconds to convince and coax your man, Ben, into baby talking to you live on the radio. Obviously, he's embarrassed you, your sister. We're going to embarrass him back. How's that sound, Jessica?
This will get him good.
Okay. Do you guys baby talk in the relationship at all?
Sometimes, yeah. I think I have a plan. I think I can make it work.
Really?
Oh.
Who can't go number 2 in their diaper? All right. We need his number. We'll call him up next. It's a cupcake call with your morning mess. We're back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Jessica. This is a first. We've heard it all, we thought, on cupcake calls. She needs revenge on her husband. I guess he's had issues, some stomach issues. You know, he can't go to the restroom on the regular. He's not a regular type of guy. You know what I mean?
My type of guy.
Right. So he made laxative cookies.
Right, Jessica?
Yeah, like I said, I don't ask questions.
I just said I do to the guy. Okay.
Gosh.
Well, your sister happened to be over at the house, and she happened to get really, really sick because she took some of these cookies that were on the counter, not thinking any. They looked like chocolate chip cookies. He didn't label them or nothing.
Nothing. And mind you, like, I feel bad for my sister, don't get me wrong, but, like, this also ruined my one and only date night, too. So, let's not forget about that.
Right. Because she was supposed to be babysitting, or she was babysitting while you went out with the hubs?
Yeah, she was babysitting, but then not even halfway into our date, had to cut it short because I got 100 calls from her saying, you know, she needs to go to the hospital because there's, you know, she can't get off the toilet.
Gosh. And for the record, she's okay now, right? Like, is everything fine with your sister?
She's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe a little dehydrated, but she's okay.
Yeah, but, you know, she obviously ate way more than she should have.
Well, how many seconds are we going to give Jessica here, Carla?
150.
We're going to give you 150 seconds to convince your husband into baby talking to you live on the radio. Obviously, this was very embarrassing for your sister. So we are going to embarrass him back on your sister's behalf. How's that sound, Jess?
Amazing.
Okay.
Wow. All right, we ready?
Yeah.
I was talking to Jessica. But you too, Anish. Are you ready, Anish?
I am.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Honey, did you make any more of those cookies?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure? My stomach is, like, really bad this morning. Like, really bad. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't even think I can go to work. It's bad.
What?
It's really bad.
Did you eat those cookies?
Okay, are you kidding me? Like, I'm telling you how sick I feel. Like, I don't have the energy for your sass, okay? Like, I need to feel better somehow.
Okay. I think there's probably some Pepto in the cabinet downstairs.
I get, okay. I'll get that, but, like, I need my baby.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know what I mean. I need my baby Snookums.
Babe, I can't do this right now. I'm at work.
Okay,
right,
honey,
now.
But I know you're at work. But maybe you can just step outside, and then my little Snookums can make me feel better.
Babe, I'm literally in the middle of work right now. Okay,
Okay, but take 5 minutes.
All right, hold on just a second. Oh, I'm sorry about my little Snookums. Oh, my gosh, baby. I'm sorry. I want to make sure that your tummy feels better. I'm going to make sure your tummy feels better, okay? You know that I love you, baby. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Daddy's going to be home later.
You love me?
Daddy's going to take care of Daddy wants you so much.
Stop it. Just stop it.
That's a lot of love.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What?
Ben?
Who is this?
It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're actually live on the radio right now, Ben.
What?
I totally got you, babe.
Yes, she did.
Yes, Ben, we got to let you know you've been cupcake called. Jess, you want to explain to him why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
Because, honey, like, you made lots of cookies without putting a label on them, which caused my sister to think that she had to go to the hospital because she couldn't get off the toilet.
Exactly.
That was a thorough explanation, Jessica. Thank you very much for that.
I liked it.
Those cookies taste different, and she ate 3 of them. She's an idiot.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Award for brother-in-law, Ben.
Yeah, hon. Like, those are the only cookies you're going to be eating if you don't apologize.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Wait a minute!
Down, girl.
Okay, well, I'm never doing the baby voice to you again, so you lost that.
You didn't apologize. If you don't, I will.
Joey?
Ew!
My hand will be caught in the cookie jar if you know what
I'm
talking about.
Oh, my God!
Sometimes you gotta risk it for the cookies!
No!
Put the biscuits away!
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.